Good morning. Halacha, hey. Boker Tov, good morning. Miyom Echad Shekodem Rosh Hashanah Ve'elech Mashkimim Leslichot. We haven't quite got there yet, the Ashkenazim, but from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah we'll start Mashkimim, waking up early. For Slichot V'imchal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Bet V'yom Gimel Matchilim M'yom Echad B'shua HaKodemet. But if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, we start from the previous Sunday, which happens to be the way it falls this year, so we get in extra time. So it comes out there are two rules about Slichot beginning. Number one, it starts on a Sunday. Number two, you need at least 4 days of Slichot. If you're Sephardi, you need 40 days, but we're going to have just 4 in advance. Why is it on a Sunday? It's suggested for two possible reasons, that the latent power of the first day of creation, we want to start afresh. Also that we're building off the momentum from Shabbat straight into a sense of reflection. We carry that forward. And then, why are there 4 days at least? Are you familiar with any reasons why we need 4? I see you thinking about it. So I'll tell you what you're thinking. You're thinking we need 4 because there was a tradition that for the Aseret Yemei Teshuva we should fast and say Slichot for 10 days. But 4 of those 10 you can't fast. 2 Rosh Hashanah, 1 Shabbos, and 1 Erev Yom Kippur. So we make up the 4 in advance. The other reason the Mishnah Berurah and others suggest is that we have to treat ourselves like a korban, a sacrifice. And every sacrifice that made its way to the temple, or I should say was dragged to the temple, was then inspected for 4 days to make sure that it was free from blemish. And at some level, these two reasons seem to sit in tension, because on the one hand, we're treating these 4 days with Rosh Hashanah as the climax. We're preparing, we're self-pruning, we're treating ourselves with blemishes until we reach Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, we're making up for days that are coming after Rosh Hashanah. So which way are we meant to view this? And I think perhaps it might be a positive tension where they sit together, where our self-pruning involves being tempered by realism. That there will be things that will be impossible for us in the future, at least at this stage. There will be opportunities that we will, by definition, miss and being capable of achieving. And when we reflect, we shouldn't have a misconception about our level of perfection, but have a realistic assessment of who we are, what we can achieve, and build towards that. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha.